Even when I cannot see, you are moving. And even when I cannot hear, you are singing over me. Even when I can't hold on, you won't let me go. You are faithful. You are faithful. Even when my faith is tried, you're providing. And even though my flesh may fail, you're the strength when I am weak. And even when I run away, you will wait for me to come back.
Been looking forward to discussing the seventh commandment. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Because I believe that it is the foundation of all spiritual commitment. And when I say commitment, I am not just talking about marriages. I'm not just talking about relationships. I'm not just talking about infidelity. I am talking about our commitment to be true to ourselves. I'm talking about our commitment to a higher Christ consciousness, a consciousness that knows we are imperfect in the flesh, but loves us in our imperfections, loves us with all of our stuff, loves us with all of our issues, loves us with all of our fears and our hangups and our baggage, while teaching us to strive for something different. In the book of John, the 8th chapter, the first verse, it begins by saying that Jesus went to the Mount of Olives. And as students of truth, we should know, if we don't, that every time there is a place, a time, a location, a destination, a number, a color, a name, a people mentioned in the Bible, it has a spiritual significance. What is this Mount of Olives that Jesus went to? It is a ridge of hills near Jerusalem. And if you study the word, you know this is where Jesus' ascension took place, where he was transformed from flesh into spirit. The olive is illuminating oil. This place wasn't just a hill lined with olive trees. But this mountain of olives symbolizes that Jesus was in a higher wisdom and divine love and consciousness. And the scripture tells us that it was the crack of dawn. It was early in the morning when he got to the temple on this Mount of Olives. But there were hordes of people who were already there. And Jesus wasn't the only one who longed to be in that higher place of wisdom. All of the people, these Israelites, symbolic of those searching and longing for truth, were there. You see, Jesus wasn't like all the other church folks. He wasn't Christian. He wasn't evangelical. He was radical. He was one of those renegades. He was out of the box. He was walking around saying, "On this rock, I build my church." Because he was tapped in and turned on to the solid foundation of faith and the force of a power that was greater than who he was in the physical. And so these scribes and these Pharisees, those who were conservative, those who were traditional in religion, sought to trap Jesus, and they wanted to ridicule him and make mockery of his teachings. And so they set this woman up, a woman that the Bible says was caught in the act of adultery. And so we have to unravel this complex irony of what is taking place to get to the heart of what adultery is, which means to debase, to corrupt, to make impure. And so when you look at these men who have dragged this woman through the streets and humiliated her and thrown her into the middle of the mob to stone her to death on this sacred Mount of Olives, you have to ask yourself, who is really committing adultery? Imagine how she had to feel. Imagine. Jesus, for the first time, was able to look into her eyes, and she really witnessed Spirit for the first time herself, spirit formed as flesh. Imagine yourself in her shoes. And she saw this lasting energy. She saw, she witnessed this omnipotent love. She felt this divine vibration of God, even though she could hear the crowd saying, "Teacher, this woman was caught in adultery in the very act. Now Moses in the law commanded us that she should be stoned, but teacher, what do you say?" You see, this really wasn't about the woman. She was just a catalyst. She was a prop. In Matthew 5, Jesus says, "You have heard that it was said, do not commit adultery. But I tell you that anybody who looks at a woman lustfully has already committed adultery with her in his heart." And so Jesus is not just talking, beloved, about a physical act. He's talking about consciousness. Adultery is not limited to what you do in the physical realm. It is a direct response to where you are in the spiritual realm. It stems from the fact that if we are lying to others, we are lying to ourselves. If we can't be true to somebody else, it's because we aren't being true to ourselves. If we are doing something to dishonor our neighbors, then there is a seed of hatred and dislike for ourselves that we need to weed out, because its growth will only give way to our self-destruction. Jesus was serious about this when he said, "If your right eye causes you to sin, gouge it out and throw it away. It is better for you to lose one part of your body than for your whole body to be thrown into hell. And if your right hand, beloved, causes you to sin, what you need to do is cut it off and throw it away. Because it is better for you to lose one part of your body than for your whole body to go into hell." If you are doing anything that is inconsistent with the divine energy and the unconditional love of God, if you have any self-doubt that makes you believe you are not smart enough, you are not good-looking enough, you are not fantastic enough to be involved in an open, honest, loving, nurturing relationship, if you are pouring out any disrespect, any resentment, any hatred, any fear, any violence, any nastiness, any jealousy, any manipulation into the pure stream and the omnipotent power of God expressing as you, then you are committing adultery. Whatever we create in the physical is an outer manifestation of something deeper within us. I believe that a better way of saying this commandment is not merely you shall not commit adultery, but is you shall not cheat yourself. You shall not cheat yourself. You shall not second guess your infinite ability to get everything that you ask for. You shall not do less than what God called you to do. You shall not interrupt the endless creative flow of God's good that is pouring and streaming and flowing into your life. You shall move out of the way of the blessings that God has in store for you, beloved. You shall not cheat yourself. If you are in a relationship that is out of integrity, any type of relationship based on a lie, remember the seventh commandment, you shall not cheat yourself. If you can, Eric Butterworth teaches this. He said, you can be in a marriage and be faithful in that marriage to that person and still be committing adultery. Even if you are faithful, you are cheating yourself and your spouse if you don't want to be in the marriage, but you don't have the courage to leave. Perhaps you're suffering because you have outgrown the person, or they are not the person you thought that they were, or spirit is calling you to leave because you need to emerge, to come out. Come out as the person that you really are. You want to move on, but you don't have the faith to move on. Then you are committing adultery. Stop yearning for one thing in your hearts, but having another agenda in your actions. Stop just going through the motions in your life, living that nagging feeling of unhappiness because you are cheating yourself by living a lie. We open up our circle this morning with the full understanding of the presence and the power of God in us, God expressing as us, God calling us and us being obedient to the fullness of the call. We open up the prayer circle this morning, knowing what it means to have to pluck our right eye out and cast it from us, knowing what it means to have to cut our right hand off and cast it from us, to have to leave a situation that we know deep in our hearts is not for our highest good, to have to release a person that is not there for our highest good, to have to walk away not knowing what the future has in store for us, but to be able to say we know what we have in store for the future, and what we have in store for the future is the acceptance, the realization, the understanding and connection with the divine flow of God's infinite love, always expressing, always illuminating, always blessing in, as, and through us. The question is, are you living a life that is true to your potential, true to the almighty power that God has blessed you with, true to your soul? Have you surrendered your ego's need to prove something to itself or to somebody else, or and liberated yourself to pursue your dreams? This challenge is a call for each and every one of us. each and every one of us. You see, when the scribes and the Pharisees gathered around Jesus, we know this story. Jesus took his stick and he started drawing on the ground, and he was asking those who are self-righteous, who believe that they are perfect, who think that they are above the law, those high and mighty men of cloth, those senators, yes, those lawyers, those governors, those councils, those attorney generals, and we just saw the New York attorney general been called to the task for this, those priests, those rabbis, those teachers, those role models, those mayors, those presidents, those clergy who were going to stone a woman to death to take a look at themselves. And Jesus turned to them and he said, "Let he who has no sin cast the first stone." We are opening up our call today in the fullness of this consciousness that we have to live to the highest that we were called to live. That we cannot cheat ourselves of the inexhaustible supply that God is always giving to us. We open up our call this morning, lifted in a higher realm of consciousness, realizing that in this realm, in this walk of the waters, in God's absolute good, nothing and no one can keep us from the good that is given to us. Nothing and no one can keep us from God's good that is always blessing, always restoring, always protecting us. We open up our call this morning, and we're going to wake up this morning and open up our call with a new truth and a new realization that our good, our glory, our greatness, our light, our victory, our success, our peace, our inexhaustible supply is always God's.
You will never fail. Doesn't matter what I face, I'll trust in what you've said. Through the fire, you will stay faithful to the end. Yeah. Thanking you this morning.
because everything is absolute good. Thanking you for friends I haven't seen in many years just appearing and visiting. Lord, I'm so, so grateful this morning. Grateful for the rain. Grateful for the coldness that's coming back in the winter. Lord, I love you this morning.
You are forever faithful. Steadfast and stable, with no inconsistency. Father, you're fidel. So unwavering towards me, what manner of love is this?
My name is Paul. Thank you so much for this call. Thank you so much for this ministry, God. Continue to be with us and bless us and educate us and help us to grow in faith and in spirit, oh God. Remember all of the people, oh God, who are suffering, oh God, and the lost and the homeless, all the immigrants, oh God, all the people, oh God, who want to just destroy each other, God. We pray for peace. We pray for wisdom and knowledge and acceptance. God, please be with us. Amen.
We thank you for our spiritual leader, Reverend Cecilia Levin, and the beautiful message that she delivered to us. We thank you, Father God, for each and every person on this call and those that may be attempting to get on this call. We pray for our families, our friends, our neighbors. Father God, for your strength and for that part of us that we have.
Turned to them and he said, let he who has no sin cast the first stone. And the Bible says that Jesus stooped down and he wrote on the ground. Then those who heard it, being convicted by their consciousness, went out one by one, beginning with the oldest, even to the last. And Jesus was left alone, and the woman standing in the midst. And when Jesus had raised himself up and he saw no one but the woman, he said to her, "Woman, where are those accusers of yours? Is there anyone here that condemns you? Is there anyone here that has no sin?" And she said, "No one, Lord." And Jesus said to her, "Neither do I condemn you. Go and sin no more. Go and love yourself," Jesus is saying. Stop messing around with ideas and thoughts that limit you from being the awesome, energetic, powerful expression of the God within. Go and love yourself. Your marriage partner, beloved, you see, is the consciousness that keeps you fully connected to God. Go and love yourself. Be faithful to the dreams that God has given you, and don't let anything or anyone corrupt them. Cast off the perception. Cast off the doubt that you can't accomplish your goals. Cast off the demons of confusion and chaos. If your right hand gets in the way, cut it off. If your right eye interferes, pluck it out. If anything or anybody gets in the way of your higher good and your greatest purpose, cast them away and stop cheating yourself. Stop cheating yourself from being the divine creation that you are. Stop half-stepping and be fully committed to the spiritual life. Stop resenting what others are doing and bless them. You know, you don't know where your good is coming from. Stop posing and do what God calls you to do. Stop procrastinating and claim who you really are. Move beyond just wanting to move on. Move with the faith of the grain of a mustard seed. Say to those mountains, "Move out of my way." Move beyond the appearances to the love of righteous judgment. Move from your bed of affliction. Go trouble the waters. Pull the log out of your own eye. Touch the hem of Jesus's garment. Quit falling short of what you were called to do. Quit complaining about what you don't have. Walk into the kingdom that you are. Give all of your love. Not just part of it, not just a piece of it, not just a measured portion, but a cup running over, pouring all of your love, all of your love into your purpose in life. Go, beloved, go and sin no more. Be nothing other than the fullness of your life. And so it is. So let it be. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
God said that you shall not commit adultery. Honor your marriage, protect your family. We know that our bodies are the members of Christ. We respect each other for the rest of our lives. You shall not commit adultery. Honor your marriage, protect your family. We know that our bodies are the members of Christ. We respect each other for the rest of our lives. In union, God created and ordained marriage. But so often, people seem to get careless. Man and woman will be emotionally filled if we live for Jesus and we follow His will. Care and consideration, true love, faith in God. Start thinking of what God has joined together deserves loyalty.
I know your past, the point of breaking into pieces. I know you feel like there's no reason even worth it. And when you cry, the tears that fall don't even touch your pain.
Yeah.
goes unspoken. I feel the weight of everything that's on your shoulders.